Global warming is making hurricanes more intense. Or is it? Well, the answer depends on which experts you talk to. And what's interesting is that all the experts in this debate are relying on the same set of satellite data to argue their case. That ought to simplify things. Instead, it has led to another debate about the satellite data itself. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Weather experts do agree on a lot of things. They agree that global warming is real. They agree that ocean temperatures are rising. They agree that warmer oceans allow for more intense hurricanes. But they disagree about whether global warming has produced a measurable change in the intensity of these storms. Some raw numbers suggest it has. For example, they show that the frequency of extreme storms, Category 4 or 5, has doubled worldwide since the 1970s. But Chris Lanzi of the National Hurricane Center says those raw numbers may be misleading.
The concern is that the data is so unreliable that this doubling in the number of Category 4s and 5s may just be an artifact of monitoring things better.
Lanzi says the problem is that before about 1990, satellite images were far less precise, and so were the techniques to analyze them. Lanzi led a team that reviewed satellite images of storms in the North Indian Ocean during the past 30 years. The review appears in the journal Science. Lanzi's team found that since 1989, there have been 7 extreme storms. But before that, only one storm was officially classified as extreme. Lanzi says that by applying modern techniques to storms before 1989, his team discovered several that today would probably be classified as extreme.
We found 5 additional ones from 1978 through 1989, essentially showing that there really wasn't a change between the earlier period and the later period, or no jump in the number of Category 4s and 5s for that region.
Weather experts in the other camp aren't impressed by this argument. Judith Curry of Georgia Tech says a few misclassified storms in one ocean doesn't change the overall picture. She says there has clearly been a big rise in North Atlantic storms since the 1950s. And in this ocean, she says, satellite readings are usually confirmed by airplanes or ocean buoys.
Already this last decade in the North Atlantic is 50% higher in terms of the total number of named storms, number of hurricanes, and number of Category 4 and 5 storms.
Curry says the debate about global warming's effect on hurricanes isn't just academic. She says if current storm activity is just part of a natural cycle, then it will all diminish in a few years.
But on the other hand, if there's a global warming component, it's just going to keep going up, okay, and things are going to get worse. They're going to stay high and they're going to keep getting worse.
The lack of agreement is posing a challenge for weather experts who explain things to the public.
It's not that one is right or the other. It's just the way normal science evolves.
David Adamek is a NASA oceanographer at Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. He says it makes sense that global warming would affect hurricane strength. But Adamek says that doesn't mean it's easy to detect the change amid the huge swings in hurricane activity that occur naturally.
The thing is, how do you tease out that part of the signal which is due to global warming? And right now, at least for my mind, it's just not clear.
Things may become clearer after a team at the University of Wisconsin reanalyzes satellite data from the 1980s. That result is a year or more away. In the meantime, weather experts on both sides of the global warming debate have issued a joint statement. It says that whether or not global warming is a factor, the immediate question is what to do about the millions of people moving to vulnerable coasts. John Hamilton, NPR News.